Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be
to the Contending for the Faith broadcast, and yes, we are the Ready Church from YouTube, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to what? Rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, from one day to the next, I tell you, so much going on in this world. We know that Jesus is soon to come because we see all the signs of judgment all around about us, so many changes with the new world order, and that, you know, the world is ordering something different now. In the word of God said, we're in this world, but we're not of this world in this last hour. I tell you, better keep your focus. Run for your life like never before. Today, my guest is Ayudanda Lahinte from YouTube, and also Nikki from Nikki Tacoma. She will be my guest. But today, we're going to be talking about what's going on with this Facebook. I'm telling you, it's a very serious thing with this Facebook. We're hearing so much news. A lot of young people are losing their lives. And, you know, we here at the Ready Church, we're always trying to let you know and expose things so that, we can get caught up out of here when Jesus comes. There are so many things that the enemy is using in this last hour to distract you, to take you down a road of destruction. And I believe that this Facebook and Twitter and all these other social sites that the enemy is using to distract our young people. So many people have lost their lives and still yet losing their lives behind Facebook and Twitter. So I'm going to talk to my guests today. They're young, you know, so they know what's out here and what's going on and everything. And so we want to, educate you on some things. You need to check behind your children. I mean, Lord have mercy, when you see what these young people are getting involved in, oh, my God. That's why, God told us to train up our children, and a lot of parents don't want to go behind your children and see what they're into. I'm telling you, they're headed down the road of destruction. But God has given you authority over your house, and you need to check behind your children in this last hour. So today we're going to be talking about, like I said, this Facebook and, Twitter and all these other social sites that are, taking our children down the wrong road. I was just listening the other day of a young lady that committed suicide behind her parents taking her off from Facebook. Come on, she left a note. Come on. We have got so much work that needs to be done, but people are having all these conferences and with the same people, and people out here needing help. Come on. Welcome, guest.
Thank you. Thank you.
And glad to have you all. Can you elaborate on some of this stuff that's taking place, with these Facebook and, I know y'all know what's going on. I mean, so many people are losing their lives in this last hour behind this Facebook. Even some of the kids I see, even with the cell phones, that's a part of it, too, because I see where some kids can't even go to bed without it. I mean, they can't leave home without it. They got to come back and get their phone. It's so much going on. It's an addiction. Okay, come on, Ayudanda. Come on. Talk to us.
Well, according to Facebook, you know, the history of Facebook, I will give, according to Wikipedia, Mark Zuckerberg, who founded Facebook, was raised Jewish. He had his bar mitzvah when he turned 13 and has since described himself as an atheist. Does anybody know what an atheist is? An atheist does not believe in God. You know, what does the Bible say in King James? You know, Psalms 53 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God, iniquity. So it is described as an abomination. Being an atheist, which an atheist is the same thing that's described in that scripture, Psalms 53, when it said the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The atheist says, there is no God. I don't believe in God. There is not one. So by that scripture in Psalm 53, it says they are full, and it says they have done the abominable iniquity. And it's corrupt. They are. You know, it's very clearly right there. Social sites, you know, are always on the rising. And, you know, some of them are founded by the same people. And also, Facebook is a very popular site. There are other sites that young people are starting to gravitate to now, and they're starting to kind of abandon Facebook, although some of the people that are in their 20s and 30s and on up, they're accessing this site. But there's always new social sites being developed. You know, what do you have to say? I know there are a lot of stories that have been going on. You know, Facebook, it is a very popular site, and, you know, the man that founded it, he's young in his 20s, he's an atheist, as I described, and, you know, there's MySpace. MySpace was before Facebook, and that was founded by Tom Anderson. You know, when Tom Anderson was a teen, he hacked into, you know, the Chase Bank computer system, and it prompted a raid, but they couldn't do anything criminally because he was underage. So, you know, later on, he went on to develop the MySpace when he was 23. So this is a social networking site that is able to be accessed worldwide. And MySpace, listen to this, MySpace was sold to Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch was often portrayed as a Christian, yet he owns the porn empire, has donated $1 million to the Catholic Cathedral, and this corrupt Bible called the NIV, the New International Version, is the most widely used Bible. So he is now, you know, heading the MySpace. He's connected with Fox as well. Head over Fox. Last, you know, I know you were telling me about the Twitter incident that happened fairly recently about some guy.
Yeah, it was 27-year-old guy. It was a
23-year-old girl that she had fallen for Twitter. Wow. Yeah. It does tell you a lot, and it's like, you know, how do people even know that someone unfriended them, like, unfollowed?
I know it's an app out there that they can download and let people know when people are unfollowed. All they had to download his phone with his phone, laptop. I don't know if he was supposed to, but it's just that the stuff before I was going to say.
Right.
Don't you get worse than that? Mm-hmm. That you're getting on as quick. I know I was reading some statistics where we're saying that more than 500 million people on Facebook
That's true. And there I heard on some site that they can that you're able to actually get fake followers. Somehow you're able to purchase fake followers. You're able to do that. I don't know who would want a friend that bad that you're actually sending money out there to have, you know, it portrayed that you have all these people following you, and it's actually a fake setup, you know, that these people are not really following you. It's just something to put out to everybody, like I have all these friends. And half of these people, they don't know these people that they have on their page. They're not your friends.
This is how you can follow the fake followers with people adding you that you don't even know. Where in the author was reading about how Lady Gaga was looked like fan page back in 2010.
Oh, yeah,
Lady Gaga, Spotlight Sadness, Starbucks, South Park, Mafia War. And that the live like fan which you follow would know. Follow them, you have to guess that you can end up knowing they go most tighter because they really support the station. It was like number one.
Wow.
Or the live like.
I remember some news that a Tennessee man, he killed two people for unfriending his daughter's Facebook. He took their lives for unfriending his daughter's Facebook. Oh, up there talking. One young man, he did a hit and run, and he broadcasted on Facebook, and, you know, he was arrested. The whole different things that happen on these sites. One girl, she was bullied. And there was another issue when we talked about a little bit earlier, already been stated, but you know, this young girl, she was so into Facebook, her parents told her that she couldn't get on Facebook, and she said she couldn't live without Facebook. She committed suicide.
Her parents were telling her she needed to go stop spending so much time on Facebook and telling her she could get up there in the streets to be more sensitive. She was at her senior year of high school, and she went in her room and went to just to check on her so she could go to
school. Wow. That's horrible. I know people look on these sites and, you know, they base their lives on what other people are doing, who's getting married, who has a high-paying job, went on vacation, has blue tattoos, going out to parties, different things, and that can bring a, you know, a spirit, you know, into your household. So your child is trying to portray what somebody else is, you know, doing or what somebody else has, and it's affecting their attitude. Either, you know, a lot of times they're upset because, you know, their life, they feel like it's little to none because they don't have what the other person has. But, you know, if you're in the Christian faith, that should not be taking place. You know.
No, they talk about the business,
mm-hmm.
So, and that's getting married, just lying.
That's true. When Twitter came out, I mean, people were just they were tweeting about just the craziest thing. They're walking down the hallway or they starting up their car and just everything. Wanted to lay down, setting the pillow to the right side of the bed. I mean, it was just so ridiculous. Tweeting every second. So, no, but this Facebook too, I realize that a lot of people that are Christians, call themselves Christians, sometimes you might look on their Facebook and more often you see things that represent contrary to being a Christian. It's, you see that their music is ungodly, their movies, you know, they're liking these horror movies and this bloody stuff. And
they could be on track, but then once they get up there, if they success,
right.
No.
That's true, too. I know, like, this preacher was talking about Mary J. Blige in her sermon, and then the next thing I know, she's having a conference, and then I go on to see who some of the speakers are, and the speaker that she's having to speak, like Mary J. Blige, you know, who is an R&B singer. You know, it has them doing the opposite of what they was preaching at one point. So, you know, a lot of people, they don't use this site for witnesses. They use this site to advertise conferences and dialing and profiling and all this, you know, stuff.
So the truth is, you're up there to talk about, you know, the truth will inside them Facebook and we'll see this up.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, that's what you know, you up there and you're not, you know, preaching the word of God. You're not using this site to say, okay, Mr. Atheist, you need to get right. You know, Mark Zuckerberg, or, you know, you're not up there writing prayer scriptures or something. You're not witnessing to people. Why are you up there? Our time is valuable and what we're doing, you know, it's supposed to be for the Lord. So they're not doing that. They advertise these expensive conferences and different things. That's true. Family, you know, family is important. It's taking away the structure of the family because a lot of people, they spend, you know, time on this Facebook. And it's not the children.
Yeah.
It's the parents, too.
You know, some people say that people just, you know, keep in contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they say you need to just go back to the old times where they sit on that phone call. Because a lot of people are using the Facebook on their cell phone. Put up their own cell phone, you know, call on the phone. Or email them.
Right. A lot of people. They look to Facebook for finding a date or something like that. It's being used for dating, gaming, and actually applications of stuff. There's a variety of things. So buying stuff, sending gifts or something. Pay for it, and some of them you do, right? Some of you do have to pay for, I believe. But joining different groups up there, you have the Masonic groups and other groups.
Yes, people can create and pay for the different organizations.
Right. And
some folks are pictures up there of themselves drunk, drinking, getting drunk, you know, and just participating in, you know, certain activities. But you have to be beneficial to you, to your gate, to your eye gate, to your gate, and it's just, you know, nothing that just, you know, they also be talking to the foul language up here.
They're making a lot of money off of these sites. Created ways to, you know, get money. You know, these people that founded this organization, they're making millions of dollars off of these sites. And it's, you know, it's damaging your spirit. It's putting poison in there. Change the campus like you're talking about, the eye gate, your gate, you know, just the ways that the enemy tries to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So, people's children come home acting up and talking back and, you know, because of what they've been into on Facebook, you know, the emails or different things like that. Things that people posting on the walls, because they have this thing where you write on people's walls, and the people that are on the page get to see what a person writes.
Yeah.
So young kids are up there seeing what kind of music somebody else likes, what somebody else wears, and they, you know, go back home and beg their parents for that, or go out here and get into a gang, because it's also related to gang activity. Certain gangs are affiliated up there. You see children doing gang signs.
Mm-hmm. They're just from the center of a lot of people's lives, and Facebook can be the center of personal lives, but you just the center of your good. That's Facebook.
Now, that incident about the uncle who he left you, was that incident, that was that Facebook related, or was that Facebook?
About the young man that's dead now?
Right.
Yeah.
That was
the uncle. Yeah, you know. That's where the young man was on Facebook. I guess people were seeing, I guess he wasn't very like a possible guy. He posted like stuff on his Facebook like he was in the game, and he actually was his uncle's guard. And then he was also posted a video after the one that his nephew posted saying that he was in the game and beat him and telling him to get on Facebook and tell the people that he's not in the game, and as he was doing that, also was beating him at the same time.
That was they have to live with how they, you know, carried out that, you know, action towards, you know, his nephew. That surely wasn't the right way to handle the situation. So lost his life, and it's possibly originated behind his Facebook. That's what the situation about. So we have, I know one of the first sites that social sites was 6 Degrees, starting in 1997, and all the other ones started right after that. So that's back in the 90s, there weren't too many people who had computers. You know? But that new millennium came. When it came in, people just started having computers in their homes. And easy access people into, you know, porn and different things. You know, it became access, you know, access online instead of, you know, by paper thing. But it's a whole different
thing. Yeah,
that's
what there too. Like, porn, I mean, advertising, girls' bodies up there too on that Facebook.
Is that, like, pop-ups.
Yeah, just pop-ups. I don't know how to go about doing it. There's two different advertisements for stores like Bosch. There are young ladies up there. It's a good one.
Right.
The villain showing them how to do it. And it comes a little.
And they see this stuff happening, you know, down the dust, they just see this stuff always, you know, happening. But they have a button that you're supposed to be able to flag and stuff. But how many times does that happen? But this stuff is, it's popping up. I mean, it's just consistent.
And then the person had a, you know, supposed to be a person they had a problem with, you know, that particular area. They're looking at that. I would say, okay, I would do this only just this one time, and then
like
one time come with the stuff the same.
Yeah.
So I gate, watch. Yeah.
Takes people out of the world, stop.
Right. And people up there rather follow Facebook and follow the script of the word of God.
Right.
You sit up there and be angry with somebody, you know, they'll put that up there. Sometimes you might even put the person down. Or you get supposed to be a person. They'll say, God, let you have all the drugs. What's going on now? What's the important stuff about this?
Mm-hmm. The last one, it's constantly, as I say, building more and more sites, so we have to get back to, doing God, what God wants us to do, and not be, you know, entertaining his stuff.
God is everywhere. God is on that Facebook too.
There is a pastor who was posting on her Facebook, she was telling everybody to wear their pink. And I believe she was saying that them to wear their pink for like breast cancer or something like that. And somebody left on her Facebook page saying that you don't need to wear pink. You need to wear Jesus. So it made her upset, and this is a pastor. And this pastor, she wanted to cuss the person out. I mean, so there's some people not, that they need to wear pink, and somebody just tells you, okay, you don't need to be telling them to wear pink, you need to be telling them to wear Jesus. And so she gets the defense and starts wanting to cuss, and because that's what she actually told her congregation, that she felt like cussing the person out based on that. Talking about she wears Jesus 24/7. So, but the audience, you know, couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Posing, you know, looking all sexy and everything like that. So, it's like, what are you doing? So, you know, they was helping you realize what you're supposed to, you know, not literally that you literally wear Jesus as a clothing, but it is, I guess that person meant that you need to be made known who you're representing. You know, it needs to be shown up through your life, your speaking, the way you present yourself. And her response was not of God. Wanting to cuss. Talking about, she said, what the corn or something. So she wanted to, but she made emphasis that she wanted to say something else or something like that. It was all correlated to the same idea. I know it was some incident that was a few years ago where a girl killed another girl who she thought was her friend over $20 bills. Right. So they, you know, and also sometimes they might be writing on their wall and driving.
Mm-hmm.
Or through their phone. Girl killed herself. Made a sarcastic remark.
The Facebook has become a God communication.
It really has.
Which God has commanded, but no understanding.
Yeah. Right. So, God in the home, servant. God in the home, not these idols, different things. Whatever you put before God, He's supposed to be who you're worshiping, who you live for. Everything's supposed to be centered around Him. You're not supposed to be getting up in the morning talking about, oh, I got to go to Facebook. You haven't even told God thank you and for allowing you to live. You haven't communicated and spent time with Him. He's first priority. But if Facebook gets you off, that becomes your God.
You up there connecting with old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Old brothers, probably not even saying, probably, you know, up there laughing about your old singers, you know,
right.
Old brothers that are witnesses. Then, well, you shouldn't be on Facebook.
It's like when you said about going back to all the old friends, like ungodly soul ties, like these people that you can't get away from, that you get on Facebook and you bring this old, you know, spirit back into your life.
Right. Like, is Facebook giving you the peace of the Lord, or is it just giving you, you know, temporary, you know, fix?
Right. I know, like, I'm talking to somebody, you know, man, and I was telling them, like, so you're trying to be fooled, because that's, you know, that's what they're trying to, you know, be. That's really what they're thinking, because they're doing what everybody else is doing. It's like, no, I have my own style and, you know, dressing and different things, but I wasn't familiar with the dress style like that. And went up they know that his very style of how he even wears his clothes is modeled after somebody else. So they get him home telling their parents something else, you know, because, you know, he's my nephew. So I was just telling him that, you know, you don't need to get on that site. So, you know, and so he later on said that, you know, he had his own style and all, you know, that. Basically not doing what everybody else is doing. But, you know, as soon as I told him, he put his head down. And I don't want to put this on. So, but. My space was sold, as I said, to Rupert Murdoch. And Rupert Murdoch, considered a, will be a inherited success, material success from his father's news line, of course. He's operating news for well. And Harper's Collins, or Harper's Row, was sold to Rupert Murdoch News Corp in 1987. In 1988, Zondervan, this so-called, you know, Christian Bible company, which their first book was The Women of the Old Testament, but that company was sold to HarperCollins, which was already purchased by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. So there's a linkage, there's a lineage, like flow there. If you look at it, HarperCollins was, you know, sold to, you know, News Corp, and then Zondervan was sold to HarperCollins, and there's, you know, this. You had to do research to see, you know, what even, you know, the Bibles that you're reading, because there are different Bibles out there, the New Beginner's Bible, and, you know, different versions of the Bible that your new version of the Bible, because the King James is not a version that's the original text, King James Version, the English language. So, you have to really be careful. You really need to stick with the foundation. When we even look at the NIV, because, as I said, it's the most widely used Bible. But they have a whole lot of other versions that they are, you know, publishing. So, so you're not missing out anything, you know, people, or anybody, because I know it's not the young people, as I said, that are accessing the site. So, you know, there are pleasurable things and different things that you see in some of the things of the world, but it doesn't compare to what God has for you, you know, because in His presence, in that presence, fullness of joy, and our right hand, our pleasures forevermore. Not these temporal things that you're going off. These person have this and that, because that's what you're going on that site to, for the most part, to see what everybody else has and what they're doing, and try to be upset and try to want what they have. So, kind of cover what they have, not even what you need in your life. So, Christian parents need to be able to say that to their children. You know, God knows what's best for us. You know, we want to be in His will. And so the parents need to be in the will of God, and the children need to be in the will of their parents.
they're Christian parents, you need to be training you the right way. So, all this more valuable Facebook.
I was just reading about an article that somebody wrote on the internet when he was on Facebook. The guy dealt with him. He said he's leaving Facebook and going to the Facebook.
That sounds so good. Yeah, they don't even look right.